time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Noelle Tumajian and Allie Farnham with Helper Saturday Vibes. Kind of bummed that we had to cancel out last week, but it was all about health and safety. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how it's going to be even bigger and better this week. Some of the great vendor, the food options, all that good stuff that's going to be going on in Helper this Saturday. Noelle, Allie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, let's start off with Allie and Noelle. You're going to talk about the fun part. You're going to talk about bands and all that good stuff.
Yes.
But let's start with Allie and kind of talk about what really went into canceling last week's. I know it was not an easy decision to make, but it was one that you guys felt and the city probably felt that it had to be made. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, it was really difficult, as you mentioned, to have to make a decision to cancel, especially on pretty short notice. But as we were looking at the weather reports and staying in close connection with the fire department and also the city of Helper, we really just determined the safest bet was to prioritize, as always, the health and safety of our community. And in this case, that meant canceling the event. It was really a smoke concern with the winds changing and moving south later in the afternoon. We just didn't want to risk having people in an unhealthy environment with the smoke potential.
And if you've driven early in the morning, you can see what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And it does change in the evening sometimes and really gets socked in. And
so you kind of just got together and Helper City kind of backed you and says, you know what, you got to do it. That's the right thing to do. So we've come back this week and we're bigger and better than ever, right?
Yeah, we're so excited. The city gave us approval because we had to cancel our first event to reprogram our stage. So we will be going until 11 p.m. this time around. And Noelle will tell us all about the awesome bands we're going to have this week.
Noelle, let everybody know because we got three this time, right?
Yes, we were approved for three bands this week. We are super excited. We have the Waldron Brothers coming from Salt Lake to play for us at 4 p.m. At 7 p.m., we'll have Swagger. They're our Celtic Americana band, kilt-wearing, rocking out on our stage, 7 to 9. 9:30, we'll have our local Helper band, Peak, and we're super excited to have them throw down the closing act for us.
And they're going to be closing it out. And like you said, we're going till 11 this time, right?
Correct. And our bar will also be going till 11, which is really exciting. We will have non-alcoholic beverages as well, so family-friendly fun.
And what kind, speaking of that, what kinds of things are we going to be able to do now? Everything should be pretty much open as far as galleries and restaurants and stuff like that on Main Street. People can go get something to eat and all that good stuff.
Definitely. Yeah. Come join us on our Main Street. The galleries will be open. We'll have some food trucks. And like I said, full bar. The weather should be beautiful. Get some sunset action. So we're looking forward to it.
Let it cool down a little bit in the afternoon.
That's right.
It definitely needs to. It'll be a warm one, but yeah, it's going to be a great afternoon. And plus, I think, Allie, let's let you talk about one of the main things that this is all kind of geared around, and because they're one of your sponsors, is recycling and zero waste and those kinds of things. So let's talk about those kind of options that are going to be there.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've partnered with Recyclops out of Salt Lake. They are trying to get into Carbon County and provide recycling services for our community. And so we're really going to be providing a lot of education on not only recycling, but also composting. We have Helper Homegrown with Matsuda Acupuncture providing all of our composting for every event. So there really is going to be zero waste produced at these events. On top of that, all of our cups for our bar are 100% reusable. We will have a reusable plastic option and these really awesome Helper Vibe stainless steel cups as well. Five Wives Vodka has sponsored our cups and we're just really excited about how everyone is turning up with the effort of sustainability and no waste.
And let me tell you, I have one of the cups because I was lucky enough to get one. They're pretty sweet. They are pretty sweet. What other kind of swag? You were talking about swag. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, we had some locally designed shirts, socks, and trucker hats and stickers. A friend of ours up in Kenilworth designed all of these amazing pieces of merch for us. And so we will have everything available for sale at our merch booth, a couple different t-shirts, tank tops. The socks are really the kicker, Helper Vibe socks, and some awesome stickers just to like really show up and, you know, represent Helper.
All right. Now I'm going to ask each of you, to give your sales pitch to get people down there. Allie, you're going to go first. Tell people what kind of things they're going to be able to do and why they need to go down to Helper City Vibes.
You need to come down to Helper Saturday Vibes because we need to show up for our community and spend time with one another. Like, who doesn't want to get on the street and meet your neighbor, make some new friends, have your kids playing with other kids, bring your dogs playing with other dogs? It's just going to be really great. And also live music. Who doesn't live music? After a year of being at home and sheltering in place, like, who doesn't want to get down on that lawn in the park?
You might as well. You might as well. Bring Dad down. It's early Father's Day. All right, Noelle, your shot.
Oh, man, that's a tough act to follow. But yes, this is a free, family-friendly event. Come join us, even if it's just for an hour or two. We know it's going to be warm out there, but we'll have the evening cooler weathers on our side from 4 to 11 p.m. And that's right, three bands. Come check us out.
All right. That's Allie Farnham and Noelle Tamajian from Helper Saturday Vibes. Ladies, thank you so much for coming down today. Get on out to Helper this Saturday starting at 4 o'clock and have some fun.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.